That's Julian Gomez, and they keep on coming as we're bringing you a very special live episode of the Roger Good Show live from the V&A Waterfront. We're coming out at this really dope espresso bar. It's called Shift. Come on down, say what's up. In a few moments from now, the official request hotline with live requests from our friends that are hanging out here in Cape Town. We're also giving away a pair of Bose headphones, the value of $5,000 with our friends from Spotify. All you have to do is share your 2019 rap card on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Spotify5FM, and we could be calling you and you could be winning big. All right, it's 7:30. Let's see what's happening in the news. The sports and maths got a look at the weather as well.
The National Union of Metal Workers, NUMSA, says it will join forces with its rival, the National Union of Mine Workers, the NUM, next year to fight against moves to privatize Eskom and other state-owned enterprises. And Eskom is currently implementing stage one load shedding. We'll have the details at 8.
With Robbie Cruz.
Oh, great night out for the Clever Boys as Wits edged Golden Arrows 1-0 in the only PSL fixture from last night. Wits still need to make up 5 games and they're sitting pretty just behind Arrows on the table. Chiefs 10 points clear at the top with the game in hand. Now Arsenal, they came back from 2 goals down to salvage a 2-all away draw as it was to Standard Liège in their final group game of the Europa League last night, winning their group in the process as well. Not the best first half performance from the Gunners, but Alexander Lacazette and Bukayo Saka, they pulled themselves towards themselves and pulled the game level. Dynamo Kiev and Lazio, they both crashed out of the Europa League after the final round of group games. Manchester United, they comfortably smashed AZ 4-0. Good result for the Red Devils, considering. Over to golf news. The President's Cup is in full swing. Been up watching some of the action live from Royal Melbourne earlier this morning. There's a few of my mates over there. They say it's an incredible vibe. And great to see the internationals leading as well. The latest I have for you from Down Under. Team internationals led by Ernie Els. 6.5 they've got compared to USA's 3.5. They're 3 points clear after day 2's foursomes done and dusted. It's also playoff time in the Mzansi Super League live on SABC. PE is the venue.